Hey everybody, Josh Peck from Josh Peck Disclosure here, here on YouTube, youtube.com/JoshPeckDisclosure and JoshPeckDisclosure.com, where you get daily free materials, videos, podcasts, a whole bunch of stuff for free. It's updated daily. So that's there for you. Now, because of all the news coming out about Syria and President Trump in the U.S. and Iran and Russia and all this stuff, I wanted to bring on an expert in these matters who could better comment on these things from a firsthand perspective, far better than I could. So a big thank you goes out to Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis for joining me on the show to talk about these things. But before we get to that, I want to show you something real quick, and then we'll get to the interview right after that. So check this out. Hey, everybody. I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless. All right. Thank you. And here is the interview that I did with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is an experienced and internationally known expert on national security and foreign affairs. He's appeared on a number of programs, including ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, of course, Skywatch TV and Into the Multiverse, as well as many others. He is the author of numerous books, including Future War and The Deeper State. So I'd just like to welcome Bob McGinnis to the show. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Josh.
Absolutely. I appreciate you taking the time. For the audience who might not be familiar with you, can you give a brief recap of your time in government and how that led to what you do today?
Well, I went to West Point, graduated in 69 or 73, rather, spent 20 years in the infantry. I was the vice president for the Family Research Council, returned to the Pentagon over 15 years ago. I'm still working out of the Pentagon as a contractor. I run a course at the Army War College. And of course, I've been involved in media for decades.
Yes, absolutely. And I appreciate you taking the time. I know this was kind of short notice, but very much appreciated. So the past 2 days have been just an absolute whirlwind across the U.S. and the Middle East. A lot of different reports coming from a lot of different places. What is the situation as we know it now?
Well, obviously, on Friday night or Saturday morning over Syria, about 100 precision-guided munitions were launched by the United Kingdom, United States, and France at appear to be three very specific chemical weapons targets in or around Damascus, Syria. This, of course, followed a week after the attack in a neighboring small town of Damascus, where you had at least 50 people killed by what would appear to be chlorine gas and perhaps sarin gas, a nerve agent. And of course, this is a year after the first attack that we responded to, and President Trump authorized the use of 58 Tomahawk cruise missiles. This particular attack also was to send a very clear message, and that is, we're not going to tolerate that sort of behavior against innocent men, women, and children, even in your own country. And of course, this is the hands of a butcher by the name of Bashar Assad, who has killed in excess of 500,000 of his own people, and millions of others are either outside of their homes or overseas living in bad conditions. Complicating this, of course, is that you have a lot of Russian forces in Syria today, and you also have a bunch of Iranian Quds, IRGC personnel in or around Damascus. This sets up a scenario which, of course, is frightening for Israel. And of course, I can understand people wondering whether or not this has prophetic end times implications.
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely want to touch on that too. Before we get there, so this attack was in response to the chemical attack. And there have been some outlets who have said that we don't know for sure that it was Assad. Maybe it was the rebels. And I've even heard some say the UK or something like that. Has it been confirmed that the chemical weapons attack was from Assad, that Assad was responsible for it?
Well, certainly Secretary Mattis, so the Pentagon said he had no doubt in his public statement that it was the Assad government, that they did use as a minimum chlorine gas, as they've done so in the past. He wasn't quite as sure if sarin was involved in the attack, but that would not surprise any of us. We've known for decades that the Assad family has had and has used a variety of chemical agents against its own people. And so, no, I think that it's fairly conclusive. I don't believe that, you know, the secretary would have said that, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, much less the president, as well as Prime Minister May in England and Macron in France. So it seems as if there's consensus that it was the Assad government. Now, I can understand why people might believe that other entities inside Syria, because it's a very complex civil war scenario there, that you have many militia groups that might have weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons, and may be inclined to use them just to finger basically Assad. And of course, the fact that President Trump recently stated that he had every intention of withdrawing our 2,000 or so soldiers and other personnel that are inside Syria. And that one may have prompted this type of thinking. But, you know, Secretary Mattis made it very clear that there's compelling evidence that convinced him that indeed it was the Assad government.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you brought up Russia. Putin is said some things that have some people worried that there might be some kind of response or something like that. Has there been anything confirmed in that area? What might we expect Putin to do in response to this?
Well, Putin, of course, has threatened to increase the viability and the effectiveness of the anti-aircraft weapon systems that he sold or given to the Assad regime. They have S-300s, which are air defense weapons, but it would appear, based upon the reports that I've seen, that those systems were not activated in sufficient time to engage the incoming precision-guided munitions that were coming from the south, from the east, and from the west. Certainly the Russians can do that. They can ratchet up tensions throughout the region, which they will likely do. They can put more forces on the ground. Putin is a very wily type of person. He will calculate where he can have the most effect and, of course, create fear in the likes of the NATO community and the U.S. community and, of course, throughout the Middle East. There are a variety of things that he could do. I suspect we'll see in the coming days that he will make some effort to recover some of the lost face that he has lost as a direct result of failure to counter this particular attack. Now, keep in mind, his UN ambassador made very bold statements and called this war-making, called this unacceptable violation of international law. and so forth and so on. I'm not sure that that will resonate, but there will be some people that listen to it.
Well, that brings up a good point too, because a lot of people have wondered if this could be the something that will eventually lead us into another world war. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this is one of many, many incidences over the last few years, and I believe there'll be more coming. Follow what the Iranians are going to do. Will President Trump withdraw from the 2015 nuclear deal that Europe and the U.S. made with the Iranians over nuclear enrichment and nuclear ballistic missiles? That's important to watch. Monitor what happens in Ukraine and Georgia and the Baltics. Monitor even what the Chinese are doing. I think that this is just indicative of the type of proxy wars that will be seen and have seen over the last few years. The Middle East will not calm down necessarily. I think that there's plenty more opportunity for similar incidents like this. Neither will Africa, the Far East. Will continue to have problems in Eastern Europe as well. So the Russians in Moscow, the Chinese in Beijing, the tyrants in Pyongyang, North Korea, as well as the mullahs in Tehran, Iran, have different plans for the world. They have a lot of capability, and I believe that we have to keep our eyes focused, have to keep our agendas short, and have to be ready to respond to all sorts of terrorism and provocations such as what we've just responded to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. With your connections, have you heard anything about what we might expect in the coming days or weeks?
Well, I don't know that we're necessarily going to see any more airstrikes near term. We'll wait and see whether or not Assad pulls out any chemical weapons again. And no doubt that he has additional chemical weapons, and they're probably in safe places that we have yet to hit. If he pulls them out and tries to use them, we'll respond accordingly. We'll see whether or not he allows provocations against Israel. Keep in mind, there have been recent provocations against Israel. The Quds Force flew in February a drone into northern Israel. Of course, the Israeli Defense Forces responded vigorously and not only destroying the drone, but attacking the airbase from which the drones came from. Those types of things, I think a war south of the Litani River with Hezbollah, supported by our IRGC and others, it's quite possible. There have been two in 06 and 12. And I know the Israelis are thinking that another one's possible. Throw in the Russians in there, and in fact that the Quds and IRGC are, there not far from the Golan, has Jerusalem's, total attention, as it should ours. And then, of course, the complexity of what's happening with the Turks, the neo-Ottomans under Erdogan, the president, who is an Islamist who, I believe, wants to be a caliph for the second iteration of the Ottoman Empire. That begins to paint a picture, I would argue, of almost Ezekiel 38 and 39. Specifically, I tend to believe that it's the Ottomans, with the support perhaps of the Russians, that are the power to the north of Israel. But we'll have to wait and see how they gather steam and build their alliances. But there's a lot of very interesting things happening today, and I believe they'll evolve as the years pass along.
Yeah, definitely something we'll have to keep our eyes on. There was a couple of people that sent in some viewer questions for this interview. You got a couple of minutes to answer
sure.
some of these?
Go ahead.
Great, thank you. And also, for those of you out there, subscribe to me at youtube.com/Josh Peck Disclosure. You can also follow me on Facebook. And when I do interviews like this, I'll put up a post about it so you can send in questions as well. The first one comes from Tyrone. He asks, where do you see this event in the timeline for the rise of the Masonic Gray Champion Antichrist as described in Dr. Tom Horn's book, Saboteurs?
Yeah, like I said, it is very difficult to say precisely. As I indicate, you have a host of powers that are coalescing to the north, whether it's Turkey or Russia. There's no question that the Chinese are rising in power. And of course, as Tom Horn is the publisher for a book that's coming out by me in the late summer on China and Russia, I'll paint a far more precise and I think a very compelling case as to what we need to watch for, and what we've already seen is pretty implicating. So, the rise of the Antichrist, it's a bit yet in the future, but it's not all that much, I don't think. There are certainly a lot of players out there that are suggesting this.
Excellent. Preston asks, I would like to know his thoughts on the Russian-Syrian claim of shooting down 71 of our 105 cruise missiles in the attack, especially in light of the Russian air defense system in Syria that recently shot down an Israeli F-16.
Yeah, well, at least based upon the preliminary reports, it does not appear as if any of these cruise missiles were shot down. Now, keep in mind, we launched, as President Trump implied, some very, very new, very sophisticated cruise missiles, more so than the Tomahawks that were recently used. These have never been used before. It would appear as if none of those were shot down. It also appears as if, as we watch closely, that none of the painting, what I mean by that is the radar systems that are part of the air defense system that guard Damascus, it would appear as if none of those detected early enough the incoming cruise missiles and precision-guided munitions that came out of the Persian Gulf, the Gulf of Arabia, the Dead Sea, or the Red Sea, rather, the Mediterranean, and, of course, above certain places by B-1s, that none of that was detected. And that's, of course, because of some of the stealth technologies that are available. So I would argue that either the Russians or the Syrians that were running those systems were asleep at the switch. But 4 o'clock in the morning local, they probably were not expecting to have 100 precision guided missiles at a low altitude egressing on a particular site in a very limited period of time. It caught them by surprise.
Yeah, no kidding. Patricia asks, does he have any timeline for the destruction of Damascus based on current events?
Yeah, I don't see that near term. Near term could be in the next couple of weeks. Longer term, there are plenty of scenarios that would seem to fit that, that conclusion. I can see where you can see that in scripture. And so that's why a lot of people are very discerning, trying to figure out how this might come about. You still have a lot of various militias. You have various, as I pointed out, Russians, you have Turks, you have Americans, obviously, in the eastern part of that country, you have Kurds, and of course, you have Iranians. And then in the mix, Hezbollah and, of course, Israel coming to its own defenses. Damascus could be destroyed at some future point, but the scenario would have to be pretty cataclysmic in that Assad would have to pull out all stops and do attacks that, would require a massive response, unlike what you saw the other night. This would have to be a massive response that would be more so than just basically pinpricks of three targets from hundreds of miles away. It would require far more work. Could it happen? Of course. When it will happen, I just have no idea.
Very interesting. We'll take one more. This comes from DL. Would he say that natural gas and oil pipelines are the hook in the jaw? Does he think that Trump is being manipulated in attacking Syria from what is being reported? And does he think this could prompt the beginning of Ezekiel 38:39?
Well, I think down range, years from now, perhaps 38 and 39. Yeah, as I indicated moments ago, that I believe Turkey's part of that equation. Russia's
yes.
Part of that equation. The Chinese from the east, part of that equation. So are the Iranians and other players. It's hard to tell. There are so many things that are coming to fruition today. I could see a scenario that would paint that. And in fact, in the book, I'm not going to give too much of my upcoming book. I addressed scenarios that haven't been mentioned in public, and I won't do it now, but I think they're realistic. So there's a lot to watch for. These are dangerous times, and there's no evidence that I can see that things are going to get any less dangerous, especially with artificial intelligence guiding weapon systems. The Chinese are making major moves, so are the Russians. And we aren't that far behind. When you consider the hypersonic systems that we have, the artificial intelligence drone-driven systems with precision-guided munitions, you consider the cyber capabilities, you consider the space weaponry. All of these things used to be science fiction. They're no longer science fiction. They're really about, in some cases, already being deployed. So the world is rapidly escalating to a very dangerous point. We would hope that sounder decision makers and leadership would emerge, other than the authoritarians that we see with President Xi in China and Putin in Russia. But then you have Erdogan, you have Assad, you have the mullahs of Iran, and many others that are just hard to predict. But what we can predict is that it's going to be an unstable future, one of which we need to keep our eyes up on.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there, and I would add and keep our eyes on Jesus as well, because even through these
Absolutely.
Perilous times, he can bring us through. Well, Bob, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, I can't thank you enough for coming on the channel and doing this brief interview. If people want to find out more about you, order your books, check out all the other stuff that you have available out there, where's the best place they can go?
Well, certainly Defender Publishing, but Amazon, Barnes and Nobles. Look for my site on Facebook, which I keep updated.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you so much, and we'll have to have you back on again sometime.
Thanks, Josh. Have a good day.
You too. All right, I hope that was helpful. It certainly was helpful to me. And if you have a chance, you should go and check out Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis's books. Future War was excellent. The Deeper State was really everything that he's ever written, and Never Submit, all very excellent books. You should check those out. You can go to skywatchtvstore.com, or you could look them up on Amazon, other areas like that. He's got his finger on the pulse of this whole situation. And so another big thank you goes out to Bob McGinnis, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, for coming on the show and spending some time with us to help sort out this just tricky situation. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com and take advantage of all the free materials there. It is updated daily with new videos, new podcasts, a whole bunch of stuff. Every single day, you will get new and fresh content. And if you could, click on the donate button and help out. That would be great. You know, when we as a community come together, we can do some amazing things. So that is a very big help. Or if you want to become a Peck patron, go to patreon.com/Josh Peck. You can help out that way too. And also, just to remind people, because I was getting a lot of requests for it, there is now additional options for donations. There's you can set up a monthly payment if you want. You don't have to go through PayPal. You can use a debit card or credit card, and you can even send a money order or check. I have a PO box for that. So I was getting some requests, so I updated that part of the website for you guys. And a big thank you goes out to everybody who has contributed financially. And if you can't contribute financially, if you're unable to, that is perfectly fine. I've certainly been there before. But you did watch this video, so you can donate your time. You can click the share button, leave a comment, get a conversation going, share this with your friends and family. And ultimately, even though we cover a wide variety of topics on this channel, today it happened to be the news, but ultimately it all comes back down to Jesus. That's who we need to keep our eyes on. And you know, no matter what is going on in the world, we don't have to live in fear because we have peace in Jesus. So if you have some atheist friends, or if you have friends of other religions who don't know Jesus yet, you can use these videos to help get them there, at least start a conversation. So that's ultimately behind everything that I do and what this channel is all about. So a big thank you to everybody who's donated and contributed, all my patrons out there. Very big thank you. And once again, a big thanks to our guest, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. So all that being said, until tomorrow, thank you for watching. Take care and God bless.